Well, that's true. You know, I was thinking this morning, if everybody shows up on a Sunday, we may have 150 to 200 people. And but we kind of have a motto here at the church that, you know, you're not a spectator, you're a participant. And so people that come that are new, we inform them of that rather quickly. And they get to get busy, and they get involved in the work of the ministry. You know, I know that Jesus said that, you know, we're supposed to be fishers of men, but I appreciate that not only his words, but another person says, you know, we're not called to be the keepers of the aquarium. We're called to be fishers of men. And so we just get people busy doing the Lord's work.
Oh, absolutely. It's just such a great story. It just makes you, it really just makes you smile as I listen and as we listen to you talk about this, because we see so many headlines that are so bleak, but to see someone stepping up and a community coming alongside to do something tremendous like this is just fantastic. So were you surprised initially by the folks that would come to the giveaway, Pastor Jeff? I mean, was the need as you imagined it would be, in a sense?
Well, I sort of was, although, you know, in my travels around our town of Sioux Falls, one day I was sitting in a business and I looked across the street and I saw a man digging through a dumpster. And I thought, you know, there's a need here in Sioux Falls. And then, of course, the many people that came to our church and expressed, you know, their loss of job and income and position. Some of them were selling their houses. We realized that oftentimes people who are hungry are invisible. And you just don't see them. You know, they may drive a car, they may live in your neighborhood, but they can certainly be struggling. And a lot of the people now, of course, continue to come, and it's a variety of people, and it's not always the same people from week to week, but a lot of the people are the working poor. A lot of people, of course, in Sioux Falls would say, well, there's plenty of jobs available, and there are, and people are employed. But, you know, they just don't make enough money to pay the rent or the mortgage and, you know, take care of the needs of their kids in school. And oftentimes older people, they struggle a lot, and they'll tell us, they'll say, well, I oftentimes choose between buying food or buying my medicine. Mm. And so I'm not overly surprised. I'm amazed at the numbers of people that do continue to need food, but it's a good thing. We have pledged ourselves to help people as long as the need exists.